like 30, 31, and just didn't go through the normal rebellion that most kids go to it mm-hmm. at 18. I'd gone from one institution to another, from home, college, marriage, with no self kind of really what I want to do. So I went and lived at Ocracoke Island for a while, for 3 months. And while I was there, I met this Japanese-American woman who made jewelry out of Egyptian paste. And I found that fascinating, and she ended up coming back and visiting me, and I apprenticed from her and ended up buying all of her equipment and doing that for 5 years.
From Egyptian what?
Egyptian paste. It's a very ancient recipe that really dates back to the early Egyptian times. Mm-hmm. It's made out of clay and feldspar and soda ash and a lot of different ingredients, and it's self-glazing. So there's only one firing. You put the colors directly mm-hmm. in it. But so I made beads mm-hmm. and necklaces and earrings and did that for 5 years. I was sort of went to shows and mm-hmm. went to galleries and tried to market the jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then from that, it led me to this.
Sort of worked into this. Mm-hmm. Do you still sell your jewelry here?
No, I don't. Since becoming a gallery owner, it's hard to manage both of those hats because the lifestyle of a craftsperson is a little bit more laid back, generally. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it just can't. This is pretty intense. More responsibility. Let me say right. More responsibility.
Okay. Good. Where did you go to school?
St. Andrews Presbyterian College.
Okay. And you got a BA there?
Uh-huh. Liberal Arts BA. Okay. Spanish.
And you went to high school here in Black Mountain?
Uh-huh, I did. Owen High School.
Do you belong to any kind of organizations or
not so much now. I belong to the Warren Wilson Presbyterian Church. I'm not an active member. But when I go to church, I go there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And you don't belong to any kind of professional organizations or?
No, I don't. There was a period in my life when I was here, I was involved in all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
When I was married and I was in, you know, a women's club, junior women's club, I mean, and participated in things. But then I just haven't. Mm-hmm. The business has been consuming and I just don't have the interest. I belong to clubs like Sierra Club and in the sense that I'm a paying member.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Where were your parents born?
My mother was born in Durham and my father was born here in Black Mountain, actually on the Montreat Road.
Okay.
Not right on the road. But in, you know.
In transit.
Yeah, in transit. No, at home. He was born at home.
Okay.
In 1909.
Uh-huh. Is he still living?
No, he isn't. He's dead. Both my parents are.
No. Where were their parents from?
My father's father was born in Bakersfield, North Carolina.
Okay. Bakersfield?
Bakersville.
Okay.
And my grandmother Green was, I think, born here.
Okay.
Let me think about this. Her parents were really from Blowing Rock. So maybe, let me think. Was she born in Blowing Rock? She may have been born in